Leaders from Park City, Heber City, Midway, Colville, Camas, and Oakley, as well as Summit and Wasatch County, gathered at Jordanelle last week, along with representatives of the executive team for the Mountain Accord, to brainstorm on what makes the Wasatch Back unique from the Wasatch Front. Ann Ober of Park City Municipal and the Mountain Accord presented the framework for the environmental, recreation, economic, and transportation considerations for the Wasatch Back. Municipal and county leaders contributed to an overall view of the area, saying there are common themes that run throughout, though some are distinct, like maintaining a rural distinction may be more important to areas of Summit and Wasatch County than to municipalities like Park City. Paul Dodge of the Midway City Council says although his community looks to promote recreation and bring visitors in to bolster the economy, it also looks to preserve rural nature.
In Midway, we do want to celebrate and preserve our rural community. Mm-hmm. And I see that there is a diversity here. I mean, to talk about various communities that have different goals, because that is one of the goals that I think that the citizens of Midway.
Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says the Mountain Accord shouldn't change the general plan of any entity, but it will serve to enhance and protect what separate communities are trying to achieve.
Preserving agricultural grounds and enhancing recreational opportunities and wildlife for other things. And this doesn't change that. What this is a potential opportunity to essentially enhance visitors to our area. And we want to be careful as a region that if this happens, that it happens the way we want it to, so it doesn't negatively impact those things each of us have already done or have already planned. We're not recreating anything here in particular.
Community leaders like Park City Mayor Jack Thomas concluded that along the Wasatch Back throughout the Mountain Accord process, they must identify the importance of maintaining both diverse and common interests particular to this area, and the need to preserve a balance between environment and our pursuit of bringing more visitors to the Wasatch Back.
More skiers, we want more people, we want more economic activity. And just the fact that you're putting more people and more pressure upon the land impacts the sewer districts, impacts the water quality, and more influence it has on, you know, our infrastructure. So I think there's a delicate balancing act here, and I think we need to go into it with our eyes wide open.
The meeting concluded with more specifically crafted wording of the community goals along the Wasatch Back. Leaders from the various communities also noted the increased need for collaboration and shared lessons learned as the Mountain Accord's comprehensive plan takes shape. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.